I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
That was like the nuclear code, dude.
That might have been the singularity.
Yeah, did you see that?
I think we're at singularity. What is this? 126?
126.
120 Beezer.
126. Wow. Dude.
The people have asked for this for a while, by the way.
Crosscast. Yeah.
We got a message to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Kid sent it from like 1648. He's like, heed our advice.
No, what the fuck is your problem?
Every time I hear any of them talk, yeah, I feel like Kevin Hart in 40-Year-Old Virgin. He's like, all right, he's using a lot of big words. I'm going to take him as disrespect.
Yeah, that's...
You got someone gave you a proclamation.
The land of unknown castles.
Well, I don't know about your file, and ours is pure 1776. So
yeah, that's...
You probably had a patriot come at you guys.
That's what it was.
What was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
I was like, thanks to the dollar, dork.
You guys brushed up against the resistance, dude.
Yeah. It was definitely a threatening thing. He's like, you better do it. Or
yeah, dude.
Our fucking weird
Chat
mail.
Nation only deals in strength, dude. You guys are like New Family America. We're like the Shahs, dude.
We only move in violence, dude. Yeah. We only know violence. That's the nation.
That's what I want.
Yeah, dude, that's all we understand shows of force.
Yeah, fucking Shi'i law, dude. Coming
exactly,
at
dude.
Shi'i?
Yeah, dude.
Shi'i Joe, dude.
Trying to get my fucking fingers cut.
Shi'i Joe would be sick, dude.
Shi'i Joe would be fucking sick.
Like ISIS G.I. Joe that against America best. Would be like Cobra Force.
Could you imagine
force?
An ISIS guy in a Hawaiian shirt, like how they can all wear their own uniforms and shit, just fucking around?
Dude, ISIS G.I. Joe would be sick. I'm going to pitch. Do you think they buy like kid shows in like ISIS controlled territory?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Damn, dude, if you pitched America as like the Cobra Force and then like the heroes just like
uniforms.
True.
Yeah.
The good guys would be wearing the Cobra Force outfits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, America would come by and like give cigarettes to people and like G.I. Joe would be like, that guy smoking cigarettes, let's go cut off his fucking hands. Like, come on, boys.
Sell toys with the chopping.
Yeah, dude.
Chopping.
It ends with a beheading. Every episode ends with a beheading and everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, we did it.
It's like Scooby-Doo. Instead of playing, keep the hood on, just cut his head off. Yeah,
those PSAs. You know, they have PSAs at the end?
Yeah.
They'd be like, well, this is what happens, kids. Don't have candy.
And now we pray, and praying is half the battle.
Yeah, that's it.
Joe!
We did it.
That's hilarious. That'd be awesome. I wonder if they'd buy that.
Dude,
probably...
you could make a ton of action figures, too, dude.
They'd have to pay me in crypto, dude. I would just wear a fucking... I'd have to wear that white suit from the Parker stores, dude.
Yeah, what was
if
that?
You sell fucking kids' cartoons, ISIS, you gotta wear the fucking Stranger Things outfit.
Didn't they have cartoons? Life.
You know,
they have
they
cartoons.
They did like a
Sesame Street, but it's like an ISIS style Sesame Street.
No, there was
real. There was something.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it's fucking wild.
Was there any Jews in it? I know they're not fans. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know. No, I'm just saying. I didn't know if they had any like.
Yeah, Oscar was.
The
catch him in a trash can.
Oh,
the Oscar can was actually a yarmulke on his head.
I didn't know because I know they're not. The
snuffleupagus, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's got the big robe on his shoulders.
I know they're not the friendliest. So I didn't know if they touched on that at all.
He's got that fucking long-ass Jew scarf on his. Like, hey, Jews.
Well, I just know they're not friendly. So I didn't know if ISIS Sesame Street had fucking...
Who's not friendly?
The Jews versus ISIS. I know they're especially like.
Oh yeah, I don't think they would be.
Talking about the OG Jews, like who are chilling around
Israelites
ISIS.
Guys?
A lot of like, you see they when the ISIS walks by, they see the Jews snapping their finger. Oh, like, you boys better get out of here. This one has a car bomb and blows up. Yeah, dude, you gotta watch out for that, dude. I know those two fucking boys don't have an old time rivalry, dude.
Yeah, they're not good. Well, ISIS obviously gets rid of them. Right away.
Yeah, there's got to be like an ISIS Jew love story, like fucking Romeo and Juliet gone over there.
Romeo and Juliet.
Juliet.
No, they got to start doing like, they could have like the Greece where like they drive to like the end of the cliff and the one guy's car just explodes the other one.
There's got to be ISIS death racing or something like that.
Oh, for sure.
Like in the beginning of Tokyo Drift, dude.
And all we got to do is just drop Greece on them. That's the thing. It converts any other nation. They're just like, damn, this is cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Greece. We were just watching Tokyo Drift. That was just fucking
you gotta
Japanese
have
Greece.
Reason. I don't know why the fucking don't bring that back.
Hell no.
Well, we're joined today by Brian Six and Ryan Shaner,
the
co-hosts of You Fucked It.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to just Yeah, F dash dash dash.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen them opening up an abandoned park and they're doing shit?
See black, like, if you see a black guy with lock cutters.
Yeah, and with a fucking ski mask on.
Like, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Hide your bikes. Fair enough. Black dude with a bolt cutter?
Yeah.
That's a
bunch of bicycles, dude.
So we're at the tape.
So, yeah, basically, the guy's taping it from across the street, and then you see old Joey creeping around, looking in. He's like, what's going on here? Yeah, and then next thing you know, he went in, grabbed a soccer ball, just started hauling down the street. And they're like, can you give that kid's toys back? He's like, no. And then that was it.
It's just funny to see, because he's a guy we know.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
He's a comedian in Philly, so it was funny to see.
He got a knife pulled on him, too, one time.
Yeah, he just got slapped.
He did. He also
another Philly comedian slapped him.
He got slapped by a comedian?
Yeah.
The
guy who hit him? I don't want to put his name out there. Technically, it's a hate crime, I think.
Basically.
He told him something along the lines of, like, if I see you, I'm going to hit you, because he, like, annoys him or something. And he saw him. He annoys him. It's like, that's what he does. It's kind of the condition. And the kid slapped.
Slapping Joe Murdoch is pointless, though. Like, the fuck is the point of that? You're not ringing any bells. You're not fucking shaking any.
I mean, wrong rap battle.
You're like, what's the point?
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Joe.
He's a nice dude. He's like he's a little burgery.
Yeah, he's a little wild.
Well, that's the thing. He's on the spectrum.
Well, that's the thing. You're watching this dude who they're putting it out as, like, in the video, it's like inaudible gentrifier speech.
Yeah.
Like, look at this white guy. Yeah. It's like, there's a guy who's kind of fucking off, who saw free toys and very...
Yeah, free toys, dude.
His predator vision was activated, and he was like, whoa, perfect.
That should be a fucking indicator right there, that he saw toys and he stole it. It's not like he saw something, like, really of value. Yeah. He's like, holy crap, a soccer ball? Final!
Yeah. Predator vision. Here comes this big, evil gentrifier. Look at it. Look at what they do. He did steal, like, the one white sports ball.
Yeah, exactly.
He was just like, well, all right.
Like a volleyball.
Rope at all.
He saw Wilson.
It would be funny if he's like skipping down the streets, like fucking.
Yeah, he went and took a fucking soccer ball and got put on blast.
He did.
Yep.
Unfortunate.
If I were him, I'd work on shutting them down, dude.
Yeah.
Go fucking lock them back up. Like,
the rest
sorry.
Of those toys.
Sorry, exactly.
It's like the Grinch. Just sneak in at night and steal all the toys.
It's a retarded Grinch.
Maybe that was the Grinch's problem. Maybe the Grinch was autistic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's...
Well, cool!
Yeah, he didn't get along with anyone. Everyone was like, this guy's fucking ugly. We don't like him.
I think he had a ponytail.
Yeah, he did. He just saddled him out one night a year and saw a bunch of toys. Was like, sweet.
Just talked to his dog the whole time. Grinch.
That was very Grinch-like,
dude. That's a deep thought, man.
Yeah.
That's how they didn't understand. The true Grinch was okay.
And he was
one guy
in green. In that video, he's all green.
He was definitely Grinch out, dude.
Murdoch was Grinched out.
Grinching so hard. No,
you can get caught Grinching on a good day, dude.
You got caught Grinching hard.
See toys and presents. I mean,
toys and free toys, dude.
It becomes a thing with him, dude.
That's
he finds out his new natural high is just stealing toys. He's so great.
Just Grinching, dude.
Every winter, toys for tots, he just doesn't think.
Dude, free toys is a fucking lighthouse. It's a retarded guy. They fucking see that. It's the bat signal for retarded dudes.
Grinch Network would be sick if, like, there's the Lutheran Church over on 40th Street that has socks out. And they're like, oh, Grinch is right up. Yeah, let's go.
Grinch is bound up, dude.
Bound up, Grinch is.
That's a sick thing to call autistic people now.
Grinch.
You got a bit of Grinch in you.
Yeah, he's a bit Grinchy right now.
He did Grinch out, dude.
You see him at the end?
They're like, you should put that away.
Goddamn spaz.
And they did, like,
that was his heart shrinking two sizes.
If you could see,
that was his heart going down.
If you could see Shader's body, it was a perfect Grinch stop, dude. He's kind of built like the Grinch.
Dude, he's got
skinny
Grinch
fat. Dude.
He's got that Grinch belly.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Fanatic. He's fucking broken around.
Poor Murdoch, dude.
He got a little Grinch.
And also, he's kind of a woke.
He's Grinchy.
He's like a woke comedian, too.
Yeah.
So you're a woke comedian. You call it Grinching?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
You're on the end of the open mic list, dude. Spot 24 after that.
God damn, man.
One of those
You're banned from every.
One of those Stalin-esque fucking open mic runners, dude. They're going to be like, what? Spot 24.
Yep.
You just got
and if you complain...
Grinching?
They're just like, bring a bunch of girl comedians and put them in front of him. You just get buried behind like seven first time trying girl comedians. Bring out the troops.
Fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah, next time I see him, I'm excited to see him.
Yeah.
You're a mean one. Joey Murdoch.
Oh, man.
You steal toys from all the blacks.
You're a mean one.
I wouldn't touch you.
I just wanted to see if it would happen.
Yeah. We went paintballing. Like my high school, it was like a weird parish type trip. Mm-hmm. Brought my one cousin up, and he wasn't Ajax. This is my other cousin. It was a paintball trip, and he went to the hotel after he didn't get enough action on the field. By himself, he was shooting people out the window. So I'm like, dude, why is he in trouble? And my dad was like, God damn it, he's fucking shooting people out the window. Yeah, they just took his paintball gun. He didn't get arrested or anything. They just took his paintball. It was probably 99 or so. It was pretty it might have been actually early 2000s. That's back when you can fucking fire a couple out of a hotel window.
Remember those videos were going around of kids hitting homeless people? That was a big thing back then, late 90s, those kids. And it was every other week.
To be had.
Yeah, every other week they would get caught because the cops would fucking find them, and for some reason they never get rid of the tapes. And they'd be like, you did that. They're like, no, we didn't. Then they'd play it. They're like, we fucking drilled that dumb homeless guy. <They're> like, just cringing around the city, dude.
Yeah, he got busted on some bullshit, dude. He was just trying to fucking fight. Yeah. He didn't get enough action, dude.
Yeah.
He went to load the horn back up. I hate paintball. I went the one time. I just and you're like, all right, I'm ready. And you breathe. And you're like, oh, fuck, I can't see. And you're just sitting in the woods oh, fuck, ow, shit. Yeah. It fucking sucks.
Paintballing's fucking dumb.
I sucked at it.
Yeah, it is fun, but it's just not being able to see close. Did you?
Yeah.
I shot a couple people that were on my fucking team.
Yeah.
Also, didn't realize when you shot, you put your arm up. That means you're dead. But I was masked. They all got clogged up. So, I was just wailing people. I was like, look at this idiot just walking across the field. I was like, they're like, I'm fucking dead. Dude, I'm like, yeah, you are. It's like my own plier.
Dude, I was just shooting anything that
moved. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Fucking
mad. I was purposely shooting my own teammates. I would just kind of hang back. Because no one knows who's who.
Yeah.
You're dressed up, but you're ready to free a fucking park, dude. You're dressed like you're ready to pop a park over.
My cousin shot an official 3 times just before he was
getting they have officials. Yes, that's so dumb.
So we went to one where you had to the inflatable fucking barriers and shit.
Awesome.
So we did that, and there was a guy watching to see
shooting at the officials 100 points, dude.
Yeah, it was just he just shot him he's like, I'm a fucking official. He's like, fuck, you're in my way. You watch people go into a psychosis. You give anybody a fucking gun, you watch who the real warriors fucking come out.
True that, dude. That amazing. Is absolutely true.
Yeah. You can have the biggest pussy on the planet, and you're like, oh, this fucking nerd. Not going to do shit. You give that fucking dude
nerds automatic love paintball, anything. Dude, you got to keep automatic anythings, especially out of nerds' hands. They should do that on gun permits. Be like, how many friends do you have? Dude, only a pistol for you.
You still live at home?
No bumps. How many swirlies were you getting a week in high school? Over 3? Sorry, kid.
Yeah, they should. When you go to a gun, open up your Twitter, and they're like, how many? All right, dude, here's
a
BB gun.
His favorite's Magic the Gathering card falls out. Nope.
Like, give me those bump stocks back,
not
bro.
Not happening.
Do they take away bump stocks? Or are they just in New Zealand?
They try to ban those. I don't know. Did they do it in America?
I don't know.
That's the things where you can literally bump the stock out and throw another one in real quick.
Yeah, it's fucking dope. But
sick toy.
That's a sick
big boy. That goes back to shooting out of hotel rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude.
That got ruined by that, too.
Yep.
It's like your cousin with the paintballs.
Yeah.
The guy in Vegas ruined bump stocks.
Yeah, he was exactly.
He didn't get enough action.
He couldn't feel
He didn't have enough fun.
What if that really was what fucking explained the whole thing? He's at the shooting range all day. He's like, I still got the itch.
There's something in me. I gotta take this out on some. Oh, here's a concert.
Was that Toby Keith? I've had enough.
Oh, man.
Man. That was, what a tragedy. Tragedy.
Damn, I was watching clips of that. Dan Bilzerian at that thing is the
biggest
faggot of all time.
Do you think he knew? Do you think the whole thing was set up so Dan Bilzerian could be there?
Dan Bilzerian's. Somebody was filming. He had people filming him during the shooting.
Yeah.
What? Yes.
Yeah, he was there.
Mid-shooting, he's got a guy behind him with a camera. And it's great. Dan Bilzerian's behind a concrete barrier, and there's cops next to him. And he's talking to the cops, and he's like, yo, give me a fucking gun.
Oh,
give me
a
gun. And the cop's like, I don't know who the fuck you are, dude.
That is
shut
up.
It's so good.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. He's like, yo, I'm friendly. Friendlies. He's like using military terms. It's like, dude, you're an Instagram star.
Are they using fucking hand signals?
Dude, it's insane. These cops are literally like looking up at a gunman.
Yeah.
And they're like looking over. You can see them like double taking, being like, is this guy fucking serious? He's like, I'm a friendly dude. Hand me a firearm.
No.
family.
You're like, what are you talking about? You can, it's great. You can hear the audio of the cop go, I don't know you.
Yeah. Dude,
if they give you a gun.
Brought my face paint. Thank God I fucking had it with me. Fuck. Yeah.
If they caught a dude, like if he got caught on camera just like taking one to the fucking temple and was spinning, dude, that would have been
wild. Did they get anybody get shot in those videos?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if they did.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah, there was people
they had to.
You just fart?
No.
How many how many people died at that? At the Vegas shooting?
50-something.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, died? Or
yeah, died.
Okay.
Had a bad... Died or had a bad time?
Yeah.
Died or had the concert... Died or had... Is there any stats on who had the concert ruined forever?
I wonder how many people
I didn't get hit, but I definitely didn't get my money's worth.
Did anybody get a refund?
Beers were like $9. Did Live Nation
be like, sorry about that?
True, dude. Yeah, I would definitely be like, well, I didn't get shot, but I definitely didn't have my $80.
I paid too much for this guitar garita. I gotta be honest with you. This was too much. I remember my mom's face coming off, but god damn it, this was too sugary.
I wonder if anybody didn't mention it.
What?
Like, they got back from the concert. How was it? Like, I don't know. It was all right. It was a fucking concert. What?
They left early. Anyway, they didn't watch the news. They're like, what happened? Like, fucking show sucked. I left like 20 minutes in, man. It was fucking brutal.
Yeah, first they thought it was like drums.
Yeah.
They didn't know what it was.
Yeah, people were like,
we were like, hell yeah.
They thought it was a
drums solo.
They might have thought it was like a salute to the troops, dude. Yeah. You're there and you hear like, pop, 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 pop.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Was that the guy you mentioned? Was that the guy? He was like, whoa, man, what the fuck? Like, there was one guy yelling back up, and everyone's like crawling around. He's like, fuck that, dude, because he's got a beer.
That guy is fucking hammered drunk, dude.
Yeah, that's but
the
best. Still.
Like the one dude on mushrooms at a country concert was just like, fuck this, dude, I'm defending my land.
This isn't real.
It's a lot of my sexuality, dude. Like getting that glimpse of the full picture for a little, and it goes away.
That's how otherwise, my brain is all the time. It's just scrambled.
Your brain is the spice channel.
Channel 95 at 10:30 at night. That's my brain all the time.
Whoa,
fuck yeah,
dude.
It's funny.
Yeah, I want to suck Blazarian's dick.
Dude, you wouldn't know what to do with it.
Dude. Oh, dude, it's probably hairy.
He's got a huge
fuck, dude.
Definitely has a huge.
Think all right. Fat root.
Definitely has a thick root, dude.
True.
Real thick.
I feel like a lot of people with generational wealth have like fucking big.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
Yeah. It has to, because definitely they're the ones who like their grandfathers took over the land.
Yeah.
You can't take over the land unless you have a fat fucking root, dude. And then again, I don't know.
Or you could have a tiny.
It's probably all or nothing. It's probably microbird. If you're like generationally wealthy, it's microbird or just like fucking.
Get that Napoleon
contract. Not the average.
You can do whatever the fuck you want, man.
Yeah, you're not in the 5 to 7 range taking over countries.
That's working class, dude.
Yeah.
We the people have. People are 5 to 7. Yeah, 7, you're a little suspect. It's like, what have your ancestors done in the past?
Yeah. You got prole.
Prole dick.
Prole dick.
That's we the people, dude. I'm gonna fucking show my bird to Donald Trump. Yeah. Like, I'm a fucking average citizen. I'm an average American.
The Constitution.
Exactly.
Let's see your fucking dick, Trump.
It was just fucking perfectly 6 hogs.
They put them together like their fists over the fucking neck.
Except John Hancock.
Yeah, dude.
Hancock had a big thick root.
Did he really?
His signature was Gert.
It might have been the amount of space you could take up on the Constitution. If you had like pull it out.
Dick, yeah.
Ben Franklin had a Rasputin gnarled fucking dick.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking weird nine. It's a weird nine with a wart on it.
You're like, ugh. Multiple warts, dude.
Oh, you guys are gonna be busy as shit tonight, dude. That sucks.
Oh, fuck, dude. 420, dude. Blaze it.
Yeah, dude.
420, blaze it, dude. Everyone's gonna get drunk for Hitler's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Hitler's birthday.
It's Hitler's birthday.
Columbine. 420 is Hitler's birthday.
Columbine fucking anniversary.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Blaze it up on Hitler's birthday. Bro,
that's why I blaze on 420. I blaze for the Fuhrer.
I love blazing for the Fuhrer.
Yo, put that on a bumper sticker. I blaze for the Fuhrer.
That'd be sick. I'm gonna have a 420 party. When everyone comes with weed, I'm gonna have nothing Nazi paraphernalia.
Make it split up, everybody.
420 party, boys.
Chill as hell.
Make one of those fucking swastikas out of joints and just smoke it. The fucking.
Remember when you called the Holocaust Toast and Jays?
Way back.
You remember when you did that?
Yeah, way back.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Well, it was funny, too, because I was thinking, and I was like, it was funny because I'm sitting here, we're like talking, fucking around, and I was like thinking of like a time period of being like, yeah, that's when he was Toast and Jays, and everyone's like, whoa, and I was like, hit it with a little fucking vernacular, my bad.
Yeah, bro. Sorry.
That's what he's doing, dude.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
The turn on crowd is so fucking funny.
Don't do that, man.
Dude, you hear about Lululemon? The trouble they've gotten into?
No.
They've had 2 different CEOs. Apparently, they've been just like embroiled in controversy the whole entire time they've
been. Lululemon?
Yeah, the fucking yoga pants company. The first time the guy, this is someone who was just telling me this. He was telling me that the guy, the first like person in charge, named it. He was on an interview saying he named it Lululemon because like when Asians try to say it, he thought it was hilarious.
Oh my god!
They fucking. Whoa!
So this guy rules. That guy, yeah,
dude. So he gets kicked off, and then the next guy they had come up. Unless this was the same guy, but they had two different guys came off. The next guy came up and was just like, "All right, that guy. Sorry about him. I got the ship. Let's go." And then they made yoga pants up to size 7. And then they're like, "Why don't you make bigger yoga pants?" He's like, "Oh, yoga's not for fat people." So they had a problem where like their spandex were getting sheer, and he basically took the position like, "Yeah, you're too fat. That's what happens when spandex are that fat." He's like, "This is not our fault. If your thighs touch together, you're going to ruin the pants." And they were just like, boo. So he got kicked out. Now they have someone new now.
What happened to the first guy, though?
Yeah, whatever. He was just too much of a wild bull. Apparently, he was just like on an interview, like, "Yeah, it's hilarious." Like Asians would say, and I'd be like,
then, like, then he leaves that meeting, walks outside, and people are like, "What did you do?" He's like, "What? What? It was funny." He's
walking in the hallway singing, "That's Why We Have Darkies."
Yeah, apparently he did that, and he like did a bunch. I mean, also too, he was a guy who basically invented yoga pants. So it's like, who the fuck do you think came up with that?
Yeah, high as shit. Yeah. Like, yo, you hear this Asian say it? It's like,
you think
hilarious.
I can trick fucking chicks into looking naked all the time?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
I think I really can.
Yeah, he got off of cameltoe.org, and he's like, "I got a fucking idea."
Hold on.
Did you ever fuck around with cameltoe.org?
No,
dude. Just fucking Brass? Cameltoe.
Brass? Camel? You don't remember? Cameltoe.org was like. Back on AOL.
Yeah, no, I remember it.
Like, yeah, I've never heard of it.
Remember, it was mullets.com and cameltoe.org, yeah. Dude. .org.
They couldn't get .com.
.org,
it's
dude.
An organization.
It was just people who like you would catch a pic of a camel toe in public and you put it on cameltoe.org.
Yeah,
and then you would rate them fucking 1 to 0 to 10, like 7.10.
Yeah, what was the highest rated toe, dude?
I mean, I liked them all, dude. I can't hate on camel toe. There's not a camel. I've never seen a camel toe I didn't like, dude. So I was on there. I was a pure fan. I wasn't participating.
I like when they're like the stitching is really tight in between, like in yoga pants. Yeah. And it's just like you got the fucking like Homer Simpson mouth coming out. Dude, that is my favorite.
Yeah. Big fan of. It I just, like a Homer
just
Simpson
looks
mouth.
Like two fucking hands. Like,
a big fan of Homer Simpson mouth. Big fan of a chunky monkey.
Dude,
yeah. Yeah. Just like the pussy lips just look enormous. Yeah, you're like, yo. Like when a fupa fully forms into a chunky monkey.
It's like melted salad tongs coming out of there.
Fucking dope. Oh my god.